Oh, come on, I hate you. You have no right to speak to me. You're stupid, you're evil. You believe in your God, guns, and gold. You shouldn't have the right to vote. We must fix this disgusting country now. We want socialism now.
Whoa there, little fella. Our U.S. Constitution protects your right to say these things, even if they are drivel.
Our founders believed in our inalienable rights granted by God, not some mafia. Our Bill of Rights protects your personal freedoms, your absolute right to speak to others, whether loving and kind or hateful and stupid.
Utopia doesn't exist. It only destroys. Millions of innocents slaughtered by the communists in Cambodia, China, and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
And millions of people were gassed by Hitler's National Socialist Party.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore our American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com. That's SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root just 1 hour from now. I'm sure he will have something to say about the governor, who is going to address the state at 3 o'clock this afternoon from Carson City. And he is going to announce the plans and the date for phase one reopening in before you get too excited, the devil is in the details.
Aww.
Yeah. And it could well be that the governor is setting us up for major, major disappointment. For instance, when he said that all 17 counties would come into phase one at the same time. Did he mean that a couple of weeks ago? I don't know. This governor has walked back more of his statements than any governor in America. You know, he said, you should stay at home. And then that became, you have to stay at home. Should became must or shall. So that was a little weird, but anyway, the governor is going to make his announcement 3 o'clock this afternoon, and of course, are we going to hear it on many of these all of these Nevada Talk Network stations? So 3 o'clock this afternoon, Governor Steve Sisolak to announce plans and a date for phase one reopening in Nevada. Now I can tell you this: I was at one local watering hole where they are totally digging up, they're totally reconfiguring the bar/restaurant. And they're creating new gambling positions, making sure that everybody's got their 6 feet. Will it pass muster with the gaming board? I don't know. But I think many, many businesses across the state are keeping the skilled tradesmen busy because they're having to reconfigure. This was built for a pre-COVID-19 world, and it's being reconfigured for something other than that. And then the dumb thing is, the gaming board may come up with another idea as well. We don't know.
Get out.
So, as I say, the devil's in the details. Oh, and by the way, an update on a story we brought you yesterday, which I think is just absolutely phenomenal. The story of Shelley Luther. She defied local and state orders, and a judge ordered her jailed for 7 days because she opened her business during the coronavirus pandemic. For those of you that may have seen some of the footage of her, she was respectful of the judge, but simply disagreed and is willing to spend a week in jail rather than apologize to the judge and close down her business. It's the way she makes money. It is the way that her stylist in her salon. But here is the happy ending. She's going to spend a week in jail. I don't think she will, to be honest with you. Not that kind of happy ending. It's a salon, not a massage parlor. Wyatt Cox is going nuts. Wyatt, easy boy. Down boy. But here is the really cool part about this. Somebody or she started a GoFundMe. You know what that GoFundMe is up to? $500,000. $500,000 in GoFundMe. And you know what, Shelley Luther? A week in the pokey? That's okay. Food's not great. You know, you may not like your cellmate. My guess is she's probably not with anybody. Anyway, Shelley Luther, though, the GoFundMe page is up to $500,000. It might get to more than that. But right now at $500,000. And I think before all is said and done, you'll see celebrities, all kinds of folks ponying up. Good for her, though. You know, there is a point at which you say, the proverbial, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore thing. That's what we've got here. We've got people out there. The same people that were in the marches in Carson City as they moved to the governor's mansion over the weekend. The same folks that were in Wayne Allen Roots drive down, what do we got? Caravan, march, protest, demonstration, whatever. The same folks who were, by the thousands out to protest what the governor was doing. That to me is really, really cool that Shelley Luther is going to have a happy ending. That is good. There might not be a happy ending for the mayor of Las Vegas. There is a recall effort underway right now over her coronavirus response. Former professional poker player Doug Polk filed a notice of intent to circulate a recall petition with the city clerk's office. He'll need 6,000 signatures, and he's got till end of August, I believe it is, to get them in. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think in essence, this mayor has become kind of a folk hero among just plain folks like you and me. She said what so many of us felt, but maybe we're afraid to say or didn't feel comfortable saying. She essentially articulated what so many of us have on our minds during this pandemic, that this is not fair. It's not fair that Lee's Liquors was closed to customers, but yet you could go in and browse through the wine and the liquor at Albertsons.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot of stuff going on yesterday, including Governor Cuomo. Yeah. They discovered something in the numbers in New York that was, well, it was a little scary. And as the governor of New York said, Andrew Cuomo, did I say Chris? I meant Andrew. The numbers were shocking. And this is in one of the hot spots. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a Green New Deal. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation, cause it's an abomination. Are you getting this,
Anderson? Oh, I just love that. I just love that. I just love AOC. This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You can do it right now, in fact. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. You can do it right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. That's me. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay. I love listening to him. I think someday down the road he could be president of the United States. He is that good. He is John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. He was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and I found it fascinating talking about that binary choice that we always talk about. You can stay at home and live, or you can go outside and die. And that seems to be the binary choice that we're being given. But it's not necessarily the choice that is a reality for most of us. Here was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana yesterday with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
Are you comfortable that if there's a spike in cases, as long as it's not, I guess, a big spike, that it's worth it to reopen this economy?
We can do both. And by both, I mean save lives and save jobs. We have to do both. I think we have a moral imperative to do both. The reason that we shut down the economy to begin with was so that our healthcare delivery system would not be overwhelmed. It wasn't. We're even better prepared today. Some of my colleagues trust government more than people. I trust people more than government. My people in Louisiana, they get it. They understand the coronavirus can kill you. Won't kill most of us, but they're taking it seriously. They also know that poverty can kill you. And I trust my people to social distance, to stay apart, not gather in big groups. They understand we need to protect the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. I think we can do both.
You know, a senator in New Jersey, and I know, as you pointed out, sir, goes state by state. Governor Phil Murphy has pushed back these shelter-in-place provisions for at least another few weeks, up through June 6th, from what had looked like a May 15th suspension. He cited it because of the still high number of cases and other issues that he was not ready to pull the trigger. How do you think that all sorts out across the country? What do you think of his decision?
Well, you know, politicians are pretty risk averse. And originally, Trump's an unconventional politician. Originally, Trump said, look, I'll make this call. And the Democratic governor, some Republican governor, said, oh, no, you're trying to be king. So he said, okay, you guys and gals, you governors make the call. And they've kind of been the dog that caught the car. And I think a lot of them are scared to make it. And I'm not saying that it's a pleasant choice. It's a miserable choice. But the truth of the matter is we have to do both. We have to protect public health. But part of protecting public health is getting this economy going again at the same time. And I think if we do it in a way that follows the Fauci-Birx guidelines, I think that we can do it while protecting human life. I believe that. Does it mean that we aren't going to have some new hot spots? We will. But we can deal with them better today than we could 6 weeks ago.
Good point. Good point from John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. I love it.
Good. He is fabulous.
The dog that caught the car. Yeah, that's why I think you want to look down the road. John Kennedy's a guy that if he wants it, he may not want it. I think he'd be great as president. You want to talk about one of those guys that's a character? He would be absolutely phenomenal. I want you to hear before we go to break at the bottom of the hour. Kayleigh McEnany is the new White House press secretary. And, of course, those people get chewed up and spit out by the White House press corps. Now they've gotten smart. They don't have those daily press briefings all the time. She did have one yesterday, and she came armed and dangerous, essentially turning the gun around on the White House press corps. And yet another gotcha question of the day. Here it is.
In a previous life, before you were press secretary, you worked for the campaign, and you made a comment, I believe, on Fox, in which you said President Trump will not allow the coronavirus to come to this country. Given what has happened since then, obviously, would you like to take that back?
Well, first, let me note, I was asked a question on Fox Business about President's travel restrictions. I noted what was the intent behind those travel restrictions, which is we will not see the coronavirus come here. We will not see terrorism come here, referring to an earlier set of travel restrictions. I guess I would turn the question back on the media and ask similar questions. Does Vox want to take back that they proclaim that the coronavirus would not be a deadly pandemic? Does the Washington Post want to take back that they told Americans to get a grip, the flu is bigger than the coronavirus? Does the Washington Post likewise want to take back that our brains are causing us to exaggerate the threat of the coronavirus? Does the New York Times want to take back that fear of the virus may be spreading faster than the virus itself? Does NPR want to take back that the flu was a much bigger threat than the coronavirus? And finally, once again, the Washington Post, would they like to take back that the government should not respond aggressively to the coronavirus? I'll leave you with those questions, and maybe you'll have some answers in a few days.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Off she went. Off she went. The only thing I could think of was that when Harry met Sally thing of, yes, 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 yes.
Pow, pow, pow.
It is so good to see the White House press corps get it shoved back in its face. And sometimes maybe you just have to be prepared. That was scripted. That was not off the top of her head. She expected that kind of a question, kind of a gotcha question. I think I love stuff like that. I really do. One thing that has been, well, it's been an issue out there, and that is the issue of our college campuses and how those who are accused of sexual misconduct on college campuses have a big bullseye on their back. And they don't get fairness. They know they don't get due process in a lot of cases. But Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, has issued new guidelines that by the way, Joe Biden will not like, because Joe Biden is one of the folks who made these alleged rapists guilty as charged, whether they were or not, ruining young people's lives forever. If somebody is guilty, if somebody gets due process, so be it. Let the criminal process continue. We'll let you hear from the Secretary of Education. That's all next. Coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car.
Radio gets results.
Radio is there no matter where you are.
Radio gets results.
When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to
and clear,
no matter what you're telling.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So far, stocks have shrugged off another bad weekly jobless claims report. Stocks have been trading higher through the morning despite another 3.2 million Americans filing for first-time unemployment claims last week because of the virus pandemic. It brings the number of initial jobless claims to over 33 million since the pandemic began.
China's cover-up directly led to this crisis.
Republican U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy there.
The Communist Party of China hid the seriousness of this disease, led a propaganda campaign blaming the U.S.
Telling reporters this morning that China is continuing to deny scientists from the U.S. entry so as to research the origins of the virus. One of President Trump's personal valets at the White House now testing positive for COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Larson is set to return to the track, but not in NASCAR. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Join Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Get the latest news and exclusive interviews from the biggest names in the sport.
For how I kind of grew up racing, obviously under his guidance, was just kind of doing our own thing. And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, go on down the road.
Hear the thoughts and opinions from NASCAR insiders and much more.
I don't think there's any shock that Kyle Busch is the champion. I think the way he got there leading up to it this year is quite interesting.
It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday evening at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR local, regional, and international racing. Grassroots racing. From the short tracks of America to the road courses of Europe and Mexico. I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Hannah Newhouse and me for NASCAR Coast to Coast. Presented by Whelan and Hercules Tires. Each week on the Motor Racing Network, we'll talk with the race winners, newsmakers, and grassroots racing personalities. NASCAR Coast to Coast on the Motor Racing Network.
Kyle Larson was suspended by NASCAR last month after a use of a racial slur during an iRacing event. Larson was required to go through sensitivity training, which has reportedly been completed by Larson. While still suspended from NASCAR, Larson will return to the track this Friday night in a World of Outlaws sprint car at the Knoxville Raceway in Iowa. Larson had also been suspended from the World of Outlaws, but has since been reinstated. And speaking of the World of Outlaws, Christopher Bell won earlier this week at the Volusia Raceway Park in a World of Outlaws sprint car, virtually, in a race that was broadcast nationally. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
McCullough. Staying inside. I just love that. Hey, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. Now, in an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure that I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers. They are a brokerage, so they can deal with all of these companies. Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI, all the folks you see on TV. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060. Castle Insurance Group. And by the way, regardless of where you live around the state, they can work with you, and they'll do it by phone, by fax, online. They got it. I mentioned that I was going to let you hear from Betsy DeVos. She is the Secretary of Education and was on last night with Martha McCallum and talking about these new guidelines that will give equal fairness, not an advantage, but equal fairness to both rape victims and rape suspects. This was Betsy DeVos last night on Fox News Channel.
I want to ask you more about some new guidelines that you are putting out with regard to something that was a very big push of Joe Biden's when he was vice president under President Obama. They issued guidelines that because they said that there was a rape crisis on campuses across the country. Here's a reminder of what came before those very stringent guidelines. Watch this.
We all know that many of our schools just aren't safe. We know the numbers. 1 in 5 of every one of those young women who's dropped off that first day of school before they finish school will be assaulted, in her college years.
I mean, it's hard to imagine that anybody would want to go to college if those numbers were accurate. Do you believe that those numbers were accurate?
Well, I'm aware of that data, but as I've said before, one student that experiences sexual violence or misconduct on campus is one too many. And one student falsely accused who gets kicked out of school as a result is one too many. So we have tackled this issue and over the course of more than 2 years have written a rule that will now have the force of law that rebalances the scales of justice on campus and provides a reliable framework that all students can rely on.
So what is it that you wanted to fix with this change, and how's it going to work now, Secretary?
Well, first of all, while the Obama administration's guidelines around this did not have the force of law, and while they were laudable, they fell way short of dealing with this issue in a way that was fair to all parties and that was reliable. It was a very opaquely delivered system, depending on the campus. And the first, sixth, and seventh circuits have all opined that schools have got to do better. So we undertook this process to ensure that we addressed all of these issues and that we end up with a rule that all students can rely on, one that is going to respect those who are survivors and give them voice and power and say in what happens, and one that respects the accused as well and doesn't presume guilt at the start. It gives a very reliable framework for proceeding with these. And we believe that this is going to be a really important tool for campuses and colleges to be able to have.
Now, folks on the left aren't going to like this. The man haters out there are not going to like this because it is going to give more power to the accused. Not unfair power, equal power, equal fairness under the law. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, we should be applauding this. Now, the big question is, how is Joe Biden going to deal with this? Because this was something he honestly believed in. He said, hey, 1 in 5 women that come to a college campus will be sexually assaulted. And that's too many.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And that's true, too. But the fact is, we're not asking for anything special for the accused. All we are asking for is due process, fairness for both sides, and then let the criminal justice system work its way. But these tribunals on college campuses were nothing more than a dog and pony show. There was no, assumption of innocence or presumption of innocence. It was, well, they're obviously guilty. They're a man. And he obviously took liberties with this woman. And I guess all I'm saying is I want something that's fair to both sides. Fair to the accused and fair to the accuser. I've got no problems with the outcome because that's what we do in this country. There's a presumption of innocence, but people are convicted each and every day. In fact, before the coronavirus hit, I was supposed to be on a trial, on a jury duty thing. And then the trial obviously got, as the entire court system did, got stopped in its tracks by the coronavirus. Now, Governor Andrew Cuomo does this daily news conference in Albany, which I always find interesting because he looks at the numbers every day. And he's done this for, what is it, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever it is. But yesterday, something caught his eye. One stat among many. And I want you to listen to Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, shocked by one statistic among new hospital admissions. Just in the last few days, they've asked the hospitals to start telling the state and the state health people in New York, well, how did these people, where did these people come from? Were they in nursing homes? Were they... listen to this. This is Andrew Cuomo yesterday at his daily briefing.
Look at just those new cases who are coming in, right? Yesterday, 600 new cases. Where are those people coming from? And what can we learn from those people to further target and refine our strategy? When you look at where they're coming from, they are primarily coming from downstate New York, which is not surprising. Basically equally distributed. Long Island is 18%. So that's a number that jumps out at you. Rockland, Westchester, which is where we did have a problem, that's down to 11%. When you look at the racial breakdown of who's getting hospitalized, you see it's disproportionately minorities, disproportionately African American and Latino, again in downstate New York. Higher percentage male, 52-48. We don't know exactly why, but the virus doesn't discriminate generally. And a very high percentage comorbidities, which is what we've been talking about and which we understand, which is not a surprise. This is a surprise. Overwhelmingly, the people were at home, where there's been a lot of speculation about this. A lot of people, again, had opinions. A lot of people have been arguing where they come from and where we should be focusing. But if you notice, 18% of the people came from nursing homes. Less than 1% came from jail or prison. 2% came from the homeless population. 2% from other congregate facilities. But 66% of the people were at home, which is shocking to us. Disproportionately older. But by the way, older starts at 51 years old. I'm a little sensitive on this point, but if older starts at 51 years old, then that's a large number of us old folk in this state and in this country. So that whole vulnerable population being old, Well, old is now 51 and up. So think about that. 60 to 70, 20%, 70 to 80, 19%. But 51 years old is old. Okay.
Well, but what that does is that makes the rest of us ancient. Go figure. Why? That's what I don't understand. 51. 51 is old? How many of you 51-year-old folks out there, within the sound of my voice, how many of you feel old?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, no. Joe Biden is old. But he's not 51. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, more from Kayleigh McEnany. She handed it to one of the White House press corps. But she answered a very tough question. And we'll get to that coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
It's Thursday, yay, yay, yeah!
Elvirus, go back to China, Elvirus.
Wow.
Stuck in my apartment with two kids and a cranky wife. COVID-19 is a messing with my life. Ran out of toilet paper, ain't gonna make the rent. And my $1,200 check, my wife done spent. Elvirus, Elvirus, go back to China, Elvirus.
Robbie Howard, for those of you that don't know who Robbie Howard is, he is one of the most talented guys in the Las Vegas Valley. He has made a living off of impersonating Frank Sinatra. And I tell you what, from a distance, you wouldn't know the two apart, especially in tuxedo. Really, really good stuff. I just love that. Robbie Howard, a guy that I've known for a bunch of years, and he was in the Rat Pack at the Rio and other venues, and he's doing parody songs, which I think is absolutely great. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $1.99 for a single, $5.29 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Or you can just go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Now, go ahead. Wyatt Cox on the other side of the glass has that look about him. I don't know if you saw this, but only in the People's Republic of California could something like this happen. San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, is giving free drugs and alcohol to the homeless who are quarantining in hotels. They brought them in off the street. Okay. They're giving them nice accommodations in local hotels. But they're not just doing that. They're giving them free booze. It's like, you know, hey, you want to, you know, raid the mini bottles? Yeah, go ahead. And by the way, take as many of those mini bottles as you want. We'll just restock every day. This is crazy. And they're also giving these homeless free weed. Medical marijuana, they're calling it, but it's still weed. You think they're using it to... No, I'm just telling you. Only in the city of San Francisco could you do that. Could you get away with doing that? Free drugs, free alcohol for the homeless. By the way, did you see the videotape yet? Have you seen the videotape of Venezuelan TV is airing a confession of an ex-U.S. Special Forces soldier who claims that he was being paid by President Donald J. Trump?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't think most of us are going to believe that. By the way, speaking of the president, There was a big deal yesterday relative to the coronavirus task force. And there had been a talk. In fact, Vice President Pence had started out talking about how they were going to maybe disband the task force. Well, that morphed into, well, we're going to make some changes. The president tried to settle all this yesterday. In fact, let's go to cut three. This was the president at the White House talking of changes, not necessarily ending the coronavirus task force, but essentially altering the makeup of said task force. Here it is.
Mr. President, follow up on the task force. What will Dr. Fauci's role be in the task force going forward?
He's been doing a very good job. We're very happy with Dr. Fauci, and he'll be doing the same, and Deborah will be doing the same. I know you'll be staying. I hope you'll be staying. We'd miss you otherwise. She's done a fantastic job. Both. No, same thing. We're actually just adding some names. We may take off a couple that, frankly, you know, their expertise really no longer applies.
I want you to hear just, and we're going to let you hear a part of this. We may not get to all of this, but let's go to cut five. Because this is Kayleigh McEnany, the new White House press secretary, talking about testing and putting testing in its proper perspective. Here it is.
Well, let's dismiss a myth about tests right now. If we tested every single American in this country at this moment, we'd have to retest them an hour later and then an hour later after that, because at any moment you could theoretically contract this virus. So the notion that everyone needs to be tested is just simply nonsensical. The people who need to be tested are vulnerable populations. That's why Dr. Birx has repeatedly emphasized we need to surge nursing homes with the testing, meat processing facilities. That's where the testing is needed. We have to be strategic with our testing, and we have done that so far. And again, you know, if we want to talk about testing and the volume of testing, the fact that in South Korea, we always hear about South Korea and their tests. There are 11 tests per 1,000 here in the United States. That's 17 tests per 1,000. Our hotspots per capita are higher than other countries. We've conducted two times the number of tests of other countries around the world. We're at a very strong place in this country with testing, but rest assured, we'll deploy it strategically, because that's what the American public expects of us.
Now, this is what I don't understand. Testing is such that I may test negative today, I may test negative tomorrow, but a day later I can go to Albertsons or a big box store and test positive. You saw today already where a valet, you know, a personal valet to the president, who works in the West Wing and maybe in the residence, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, three more people may test positive tomorrow or the day after or the day after. That's why this testing thing, call me a skeptic. We're all going to be waiting to see what the governor says today at 3 when they let us out from this martial law thing. And by the way, we will carry on these Nevada Talk Network stations the speech by Governor Sisolak. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.